Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is the most private thing you're willing to admit? These are the internet's darkest, deepest, most vulnerable, weirdest, and downright funniest answers to that question. Prepare yourselves for a whirlwind of emotions. Here we go. When I was like 7, I went almost 2 full months strictly peeing in my mum's various houseplants because she yelled at me for knocking one over, so I got my revenge the best way I could think of at the time. I have no goals. We're supposed to figure out who we want to be and what we want from our lives. It's almost an expectation that we have to want something out of life. But I have never wanted to be anything, and I've never wanted to do anything. I have no passions. I don't think I'm depressed though, I've always been this way. I do have a job, which is okay, and a family I love, but I'm pretty much just going to keep existing until I don't. Now someone else has replied to this. I recently found this nice little tweet. Unpopular opinion. I don't think your life has to have a purpose, or you a grand ambition. I think it's okay to just wander through life, finding interesting things until you die. I completely agree. I am a 33 going on 34 year old virgin who has never kissed or even been on a date. Despite the stereotype, I'm not obese, I don't play video games, nor do I hate women or subscribe to any extreme ideology. I try to take care of myself and I have a professional life where I try to do well, and from what I observed, people like me around. I was just a really lame class clown throughout high school. Then I went to college, which was so close to where I lived, I could go there from my parents' house. So there was no incentive for me to move out or develop actual social life. Strict parenting didn't help. I was never invited to parties, whether in high school or college, and I didn't have friends, just people I hung out with at school. And by the time I entered college, I was too embarrassed of my inexperience to even try dating. Why would a woman teach me all the basic stuff? What's in it for her? Is what I started thinking around the age of 19. And what I kept telling myself for the last 15 years. At some point, I just started drifting through life and never stopped. Well, first of all, pal, I can guarantee you that no one would care that you're a virgin or not. If they love you, if you go into a long-term relationship, it doesn't matter. They won't care. I guarantee it. Second of all, you've got to ask yourself, what do you really want? And if you don't know, then it's probably about time to just go and try something. Look, it's going to be so stressful. You're going to be full of anxiety. It's going to be a pretty traumatic experience, let me tell you. But it will be worth it. Think of the endorphins afterwards. Think of the accomplishment. You never know. What could happen? Nobody knows until you try. I often find myself anticipating arguments, and then will proceed to spend minutes to hours building a defense case against said hypothetical confrontation, only for the confrontation never to materialize. It's often not even with anyone I already know. It could be a judgmental remark from a complete stranger that I've yet to even meet. But boy, when that day comes, if ever, I'll be prepared to drop knowledge bombs on them that will make them wish they never tried to come at me. Until then, I'll just live in a constant state of stress manufactured by my own brain, but I'll be ready. One time in 1993, there was a blizzard that swept across the East Coast. We were out of school for at least 3 weeks. This was around the time I discovered masturbation. Anyway, I was stuck inside for 3 weeks and my bedroom door didn't lock, so I couldn't risk it. And I didn't even think about doing it in the shower anymore, as I knew I couldn't handle that kind of guilt again. One day, I got an overwhelming urge and decided to layer up and head out into the wilds because I was going insane. I reached the woods behind my house and slid down into a ditch. I already knew what I was about to do, and I couldn't believe I was actually going through with it. I started making the shape of a woman out of snow on the ground. I gave her some nice curves and some boobs. Well, this was it. My big chance. The moment I was preparing for. I unzipped, and I got busy. It only took about 30 seconds, and that was it. I stood up, zipped my pants, and brushed her away as if it never happened. I walked back home and went into my room and just listened to Counting Crows or something, like I didn't just have sex with a snowman. This will probably get lost in the thread, but occasionally I'll wonder if I would have been happier alone. Brief instances of not caring about my kids or my partner or my career. Just imagining if it was just me, would I be happy or happier? Look, I don't want to lose everything. I'm not actively seeking ways to restart or leave it all behind. It's just a thought that crosses my mind for a split second, completely unprovoked. My partner is aware of it, and she's constantly helping through the moments of vulnerability, and it's something that has been brought up in therapy. But the fear it causes is paralyzing for a good chunk of time after it happens. Wow, that is so interesting. I don't really know what to say to that one. Oh, here's a great comment replying. I'm not really sure what your situation is, but I think I can relate. I think this is somewhat normal for introverted people. Me, I love my wife. Really, she's great, but I constantly just crave complete solitude for some reason. I really miss being alone, but I also love being married to my wife. My life is so much better now and I'm much happier, but dang, I just want to be alone. It's weird like that. I just try to enjoy the times I get the house to myself. I'm an extreme overthinker. Like, my girlfriend won't open a message of mine for a few hours and I'll be fully in my head thinking of all the bad things that could be happening. Or I'll show up late to work and I'll be terrified that I'm going to be fired for the whole day. I never act on those thoughts because I always have that little bit of sanity telling me that I'm overthinking, but it's still there and it freaking sucks. Hello, anxiety. I'm not convinced that I'm going to make it. In life, in the career I've chosen, with the hand I've been dealt financially and otherwise. I try so hard all the time, but it also doesn't really feel like I'm trying at all or getting anywhere. I'm not convinced that I'm smart enough or good enough or mentally well enough to be able to pull myself up through the mountains of absolute trash, and I don't think anyone will help me. I think it's too much to ask of someone. I'm not alright mentally. Well, you know what, fella? I reckon that few people actually are. In the past week, my grandfather, who recently suffered a stroke, had a fall and hit his head. He has a doctor's appointment coming up to tell us whether he will have lasting neurological damage. My mother, who takes care of him recently, had surgery to remove one of her kidneys due to complications with diabetes. 2 days before my grandfather's fall, she found out from her nephrologist that her other kidney is failing. If her health takes a dive, she'll be unable to care for him, and it will fall on me to be there for both of them. I live several hours away, and after years of struggle, I'm only just now getting my life in order, with a job I like and I'm making decent money. 3 days ago, I had a doctor's appointment, and found out my blood pressure is high enough to be cause for concern. Heart disease runs on my father's side, and he died of a heart attack when he was 43. Apparently, that's not uncommon for the men on that side of the family. My father was never really a part of my life, so I'm only finding some of this out now, in my 30s. According to my mother, a pediatrician once told her I have a slight heart murmur. I didn't know that until this week either. To top it all off, my current partner recently had her yearly checkup, and the doctor discovered multiple masses in both of her breasts. It will be a week or two before we find out if they are benign or not. Cancer runs in her family, and she's been in remission for several years. I'm so scared and so angry, and I don't know what to do. None of this is fair. Oh my god, dude, I'm so sorry. It will get better, I promise. Sometimes I go into the woods to scream. Not like to release stress though, just to scream, like a wild man. Wow, that didn't go the way I was expecting. I love it. This is gonna sound really weird, but I've become homeless 3 separate times, and each time it's like my mind switches into survival mode, and it feels awesome. Don't get me wrong, being homeless for a prolonged period of time is not very fun at all. But there's something so exhilarating about the first week or two after hitting the streets that just feels like you finally have total control and freedom over your life. Maybe I'm just a nut job. I envy people with functional families. I'll be honest, as someone who does have a very functional family, I genuinely do know how lucky I am. So yeah, I get it. I'm fake 90% of the time. Especially around friends and at work. I pretend to be happy, funny, silly, and like I'm okay. But I'm deeply not okay, and I crave being alone because it's the only time I can take the mask off. I am who I wish I actually was around other people, but it's not real. I can't name a single thing that I like about myself. Now, although that is very sad, the fact that you've posted that yourself is very brave and commendable, and therefore likable. I can't forgive my mum for allowing my stepfather to molest me as a small child, 4 to 9 years old. It went on for years. She ignored it. She doesn't take any responsibility for the struggles I've had to go through because of it. She thinks I'm a failure, even though I'm doing really well for myself, all things considered. I'm a recovering addict. Thanks to hard work, the right partner, and lots of education, I have a healthy marriage and sex life. But it was so hard, harder than it had any right to be. I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive her. I really wonder what my life would have been like. It seems like a lot of people here are lonely. So am I. Anyone want to be friends? I know I could use one. I'm not very good, but sometimes I play chess online with my brother. Anyone want to play or chat or whatever? I had a little family. Me, my fiancé, and my two kitties. It didn't end up working out though, and now I'm alone in the world. I miss having a family so much. Guys, listen, loneliness is a common thing. It's more common than you think. Trust me, I've been there multiple times. If you're feeling lonely and you're watching this on YouTube, go down into the comments. Trust me, chat to somebody. You might find a friend. When I was little, I would pee in the corner of my room at night when I would wake up. Why, I don't know. I just really didn't want to walk the 3 feet to the bathroom, I guess. You lazy mother fuck. I shot and killed someone in a home invasion situation. Even though it was a justified shooting, the guilt is there every day. Fighting through depression for 6 years now after losing my wife during childbirth. Wow. I've thoroughly convinced myself as both daddy and mummy. I've said I'm fine at least 4 million times until I've stupidly embraced it. All everyone sees on the outside is the strong back and shoulders I have. But nobody sees the pain, hears my inner cries, sees the tears I hide behind my smile, sees the weakness that I really am behind the 15,000 different masks I wear, masquerading my weakness as a man for being depressed. The only thing that keeps me alive every day is my daughter. I almost pooped myself on my first date while walking home with them because the food didn't agree with me. I barely made it to the toilet. Now guys, I have a very similar experience. I'm going to tell you all about it against my better judgment. Here we go. Alright, so I was on a date with a girl and we were drinking quite a lot of alcohol. Now, the thing about drinking liquids is it makes you need to go to the toilet. So when we were leaving this place that we were at, the girl went to go to the toilet and I decided, you know what, I don't need to go. Despite, in retrospect, really needing to go. I don't know if it was the alcohol, but yeah, awful judgment from me. Anyway, she was done, we left, we go to the train station. We actually live quite near each other, so we got the same train. Waiting for it on the platform, I realised the inevitable. I am in massive, massive trouble. There's this girl that I've just met that, I'm trying to make a good impression on. She's a lovely lady. And I really need to go to the toilet. Now, the thing about train station in the UK is, late at night especially, there really are no toilets available. Not public ones anyway. And there's not really anywhere you can just go down a side alley, like you're in a train station. So, what did I do? I left, and I spent about 10 minutes trying to find somewhere, any little crevice to pee, and I couldn't find one. It must have been like 15 minutes of walking before I could actually find somewhere to empty my unforgiving bladder. And by that point, I was like, oh my gosh, it's an absolute shambles. Then, I get the deed done, I walk back, well, jog back, I realise I've been 20 minutes now. I don't know what this poor girl's thinking. She's probably like, where on earth have you gone? Maybe she thinks that I've pooed myself. Who knows? I never asked her. I just went home and hung my head in shame. And yeah, I did have to get on the same train as her. It was embarrassing, but it was a lesson. Always go to the toilet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look, how much I hate my friends for not being there for me the way I've always been there for them. If they were, life would be far different. You know what? I reckon you need some better friends. And it's easier said than done, but I want to put myself in that position of real need. My friends would be there. And vice versa, I'd be there for them. I don't own a gun. Not because I'm against it, but because I don't trust myself to not shoot myself. I love to go shooting with friends, and I'm a rather good long-distance shot. They all ask why I don't bite the bullet and buy a gun of my own. I pay for ammo, and I just say costs. But the truth is, while I'm not suicidal, I just don't trust myself at 3 a.m. when I wake up crying. I'm currently 5 days self-harm free. Edit, I made it 15 days. You are a legend. Keep trying. I'm still in love with someone who destroyed a piece of my soul last year. What do you even do about that? They say that time is the biggest healer. But, you know, it's been a year now. Oh, I don't know. Advice in the comments, please. Even though I'm over 20, I still have the imagination of a kid. I have multiple anime-inspired worlds where I'm a main character in my head that I created. And whenever I get bored or I'm just doing nothing or walking in the streets, I imagine scenarios, fight scenes, love stories, and character backgrounds. I wonder if I'm the only one doing that, or if other people would do the same. That is cool. Don't put yourself down. That's just very, very cool. I kind of wish I had your imagination. I am a middle-aged mum who will sneak to Target and buy toys for myself. Like dolls. Not collectibles, just toys. I hide them from my husband and just basically look at them when I'm alone. I think it's because I grew up poor and didn't have much. So now that I am making okay money, I'm spending it on random stuff in secret, and I feel incredibly weird and guilty because of it. I feel like I can't relate to 99% of people that I meet and interact with, and it's getting worse. I feel like a total alien. I think it's probably quite ironic that a lot of people can relate to that in a funny way. I can't stand being around 98% of my extended family. Now that I can relate to. My mental health is way worse than I let off sometimes. I try to act happy because I know I'm a role model for a lot of my friends who mimic my mood. Oh, that is a burden. I'm an alcoholic and I've been sober for 2,098 days. Everyone always asks, do you miss it? And I say no every time. But I'm only lying to myself. I've missed it for every single one of those 2,098 days. It's not getting any easier. The struggle is real. Wow, so after roughly 6 years, OP is still struggling every day. That's addiction, my word. I'm attracted to old women. How old? No limits. 85? If she has good hygiene. So guys, there we go. That is going to do it for this one. I thought I'd end it on a light note because, to be honest, a lot of that episode was just downright sad. Honestly, the contrast of some of these answers was crazy. Quite enjoyed it, I'll be honest, because a lot of them were very serious, dark, extremely vulnerable. And I'll be honest, like, I know it's the internet, but I rate these people for saying these things. You know, it's so private, so close to their heart, so personal, yet they're willing to share it online. The funny ones, yeah. They're just funny. I mean, the one that stands out for me, snow outside, let's go and build a snowman and let me just get my bleep ready. Fuck it. Wow. That is amazing. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let me know by commenting down below. Maybe you can let me know your most private, vulnerable thought or whatever. Make it funny. Something private that you want to admit to me and the rest of the people watching and listening to this video. You know, it's only a private thing until you put it on the internet. That's all I'll say. If you want more Ask Reddit straight away, check out this video on screen or in the description below. If you are new to the channel, subscribe, hit the follow button. Love yourself, but also love me more. And I will see you all next time with another episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.